Are you ready? Indianapolis. The time has come. The bell has rung. Get in your seats for School Talk. I'm your host, and my name is Emerson. This is School Talk. You have tuned to the right station at the right time. Sometimes we make the wrong decision, and that decision can change our lives forever. Today you will make another decision, so make the right move and jump on the bus. Here it comes!
Woo!
School Talk has arrived. Come on, let's go! On School Talk, we deal with issues. Issues that involve you, the student. Issues that involve you, the parent. Issues that involve you, the teacher. So get your pen, or your pad, or your personal planner. We're going to take notes. There will be a test. This is School Talk!
Hey, Matt, take it.
Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. I'm not Emerson. Emerson is over there. Good morning, Emerson.
That's my man, Max. He's on the case. He's on the case because I'm in the place. Take your seats and get, like Max said, get in your seats. We got an awesome show today. Awesome, awesome. I mean, awesome stuff with an A, then W, and then something else, something else, something. But my name is Emerson. My name is Emerson. I got this mask on. I hate these. Max, I don't like this mask.
Nor do I.
Max, I don't like this mask. Kansas, I don't like this mask.
Me either.
And what's your first name, sir? I got it written down here somewhere. Let me get it. Timothy. I hate this math, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, get your mic set up so everybody can hear everybody. We got an awesome show today. Talking about some stuff and things. Check my volume over here. There we go. Folks, Max, it's Friday.
It is, finally.
It's Friday. I'm tired.
So am I.
What's your plan for the weekend?
I don't really have any plans this weekend.
No. Give me your phone number. Call your mom. Call your dad. I'm gonna give you something to do.
Oh no.
No meets. No nothing.
No, I'm surprised, but no soccer this week.
That is awesome. It's a break, man. You can take it because it's been raining for the last three, 4 days.
Yeah.
So hopefully this weekend you get out and just relax, man.
I hope so.
Yeah, that sounds great, man. I'm proud of you, Max.
Thank you.
All right, keep on doing the good stuff. And one thing about Wayne Township and Ben Davis High School, our young folks are always doing some good stuff. And so I got two students in the studio today to talk about some good stuff they're doing. Before I get to my students and other stuff, I got Max and some stuff, the other stuff students are doing. Say that three times.
I can't. Fall break is October 9th through 24th. That means no school for Ben Davis students. And the homecoming game is October 1st at 7 p.m. as the Ben Davis Giants take on the Carmel Greyhounds. Inside Ben Davis Football airs every single Tuesday at 7 p.m. live with our podcast on Audio Boom. And tonight, Ben Davis looking to rebound after the loss to Warren Central. They face Lawrence North tonight at 7 p.m. You can hear it right here on Indy's Giant 9.9 WBDG. Podcast on audioboom.com. Just search WBDG FM. We're also on Spotify and other podcast sites. Our social media at WBDG Indy, except for TikTok at Giant 90.9. School Talk airs every Friday at 7:30 a.m. with replay Sunday at 2 p.m.
Whoa, what was that thing you just read, Max? It's always big. Our students are always doing big things here on Giant 90.9. Like I said, you're entitled to your own opinion, but not to your own facts. And so today we're going to deal with some facts and my opinion and some good stuff and things that happened here at Ben Davis High School. So we got two awesome students, in the studio today, seniors here at Ben Davis High School. I'm going to let them introduce themselves. My mom always said, ladies go first. So I'm looking at an awesome athlete, three sports. We're going to talk about this. Good morning, Kansas.
Good morning.
Kansas Robinson. Man, I like that. Dang, that's an awesome name.
Thank you.
Who gave you your name?
My parents. It wasn't... I wish there was a story behind it, but there's not. This is one of the K names.
So. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
K for a cool kid. That's all right.
Yeah.
That's all right. And I think you are a senior.
Yes, sir.
And where are you going to go to college?
Northwestern University.
And for some reason, I knew that when I did a little bio check on you, because you knew you were going to that university a long time ago.
Yes.
I want to get into that. Don't spill my beans. But I want to talk more about that later.
Okay.
I'm gonna get into that. I also went to the studio. I got another young man who's got more hair than me because I'm bald headed. Timothy Johnson.
What's up?
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing great.
You got a nickname?
Timbo.
Timbo? That's what I heard. That's what I heard. So we're dealing with some stuff. We're dealing with some school spirit today. Okay, all right. What college you want to go to, Timbo?
Right now it's Purdue, but it could change depending on what school I decide to go to.
Okay. Any particular major things you're interested in?
More than likely, I'm going to go for cybersecurity.
Whoa, my man. I ain't mad at you. Ones and zeros and get those bad guys off the internet. They make me mad. Getting my stuff and taking my money, and I ain't got enough money to take. That's another show. But we'll talk about. But yeah, but right now we're talking about some stuff and things here at Ben Davis High School. And I always want to jump into my students' Kool-Aid about education, the things that they're trying to do down the road. Because one thing about Ben Davis High School, we definitely encourage our young folks to go to secondary education, whether it's trade school or a four-year or two-year college. You got to do more. Then just stop here at high school. High school is a great place to stop, but keep on going. Keep on going. Now, back to my students. I want to know more about, like my mom always said, young folks, ladies always go first. You committed to play softball at Northwestern?
Yes, sir.
Okay, now, when and where did you come up with the ideal in your brain before you knew what you're going to do somewhere back in the eighth grade you were going to go to Northwestern?
Yeah, it's kind of just how it is in softball. Like, that process starts really early. There's now a rule change to where you can't commit until September 1st of your junior year.
Uh-huh.
Or you can't even communicate with them, but right after I committed, that's when the rules changed. So there was people committing, and there's a girl who's committed in sixth grade.
Like, wow!
Yeah, but I always, like, Northwestern has always been the place that I wanted to go to, like, ever since, like, until now. I still don't have any regrets on deciding.
Sixth grade?
Yeah.
Even eighth grade, I was being sent to the dean's office. I was thinking about going to college. I was thinking about getting out of school and getting out of trouble and trying to stay out of trouble. Yeah. Man, that is crazy. That is crazy. Did your mom and daddy have something to do with that?
I mean, yeah, they've helped me a lot with travel softball. That's a lot of traveling, a lot of money that's being spent on it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of time being put into it. So, yeah, they're a big part of the process.
Mm-mm. All right, Timbo, I'm coming to your neighborhood. I'm coming at you. You're thinking about Purdue. Why Purdue?
It's a great engineering school.
Okay.
And cybersecurity, like, falls within that. It also has a volleyball program that I could be a part of. So, that's really just the main two reasons.
Now, you didn't just wake up one morning and go like, "Hey, mom, hey, dad, I'm in high school now. I'm a senior and I'm going to go to Purdue. What do you think about that? You got the money? About that money in the mattress?" But you had to do some thinking before that point. So when did you start cultivating the idea you wanted to go to college?
Well, I've always known that I wanted to go to college. It was more so, do I want to stay in state or do I want to go out of state? And then I just really decided, hey, I might as well just stay in state.
Uh-huh.
But as volleyball kind of progressed and I got, you know, better, and I actually, colleges started saying, like, hey, you can actually play for us. That's when I was like, okay, now I need to start, like, making decisions on, do I really want to stay in state or do I want to go play for, like, a bigger school? But honestly, I like to keep it at home. So
wow.
Purdue is
wow.
I'm interested in.
Wow. I got a phone call. It was last Saturday. A friend of mine was going to Purdue. Purdue was playing Notre Dame last Saturday. I didn't get a chance to go. I forgot who won the game. But anyway, that's why I didn't go. But anyway, back to the future. Purple Rain. Purple Rain. Okay, y'all can just grab the mic. Y'all tell me, what is Purple Rain? I seen the movie. I saw Prince. I missed his concerts. I missed him. But y'all tell me what Purple Rain, when it relates to Ben Davis High School, what is Purple Rain? Y'all got it.
Okay, so Purple Rain is basically the student section at all of our games. And we are the Purple Rain leaders, so we're in charge of it. Or we lead all of our cheers. We organize the themes for the games. We get it all ready. We make the banners. We get paint for everybody. Yeah.
Whoa.
We get the games lit, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I would say it's a lot of behind-the-scenes work that goes into it, because mm-hmm. a lot of people might just see, hey, they just show up to the game.
Mm-hmm.
But we do a lot of different things. Like, we have to do things on social media to, like, that's really the only way to get a lot of students here because everybody's on social media. So we have to make our social media presence known, email different teachers and different things like that to make sure we're, like, following the IHSSA rules and different things like that. So there's a lot of behind the scenes that goes with it, but we just show up to the games and have fun.
I know, because I looked online just during my research, my investigation, I saw some awesome pictures and some scenes and some actions going on the internet at our basketball games. I even saw parents. I saw parents in the stands. What is that? What are those? Where do they come from? How does that happen? So I want to know. You got parents in the student section? You did. I saw them. But speaking of parents, though, how huge is it when it comes to school spirit to have our parents involved with you as young people?
It's very important. I mean, it helps with everything. Like, for example, last week when we were going against
Warren,
yeah. We really needed our parents because some of our our students left a little early and we got the parents involved, and it was even louder than our whole student section. So they're a big part of it, too.
That's good. That's good. Now, if I'd ask you guys, and I don't want to put you on the spot, but I'm going to put you on the spot. If I asked you to define school spirit, what would you say? What would either of you say? What was your definition of school spirit?
I kind of feel like school, like that's kind of hard because one, I feel like school, everybody has school spirit, but I really feel like it's just something that is brought out of you, which I feel like that's what me and Kansas's job is. It's not more likely just being in the front of a crowd. It's like bringing that school spirit out of people. So it's something that's within you, one. And two, it's just loving your school and showing pride behind your school and just going 100% behind your school. That's what school spirit is to me.
Okay, Kansas.
Yeah, I say the same thing. Just showing love and pride for your school, being there, supporting all of your everybody that's involved, and coming out, supporting, of course, and actually being there to be, like, helpful and encouraging, rather than, I know there's some people that just show up to the games just to be there, but, like, having actual school spirit is supporting them, yeah, win or lose, being there, cheering, all that stuff, so, yeah.
Now I can really, since you're in an educational environment called high school, I can get kind of, like, technical and say that I went online and I looked at Wikipedia and I looked up the school spirit in a sense. And what I read on Wikipedia, knowing that you didn't go to Wikipedia, but I had to go to Wikipedia to do my research, and I saw something under school spirit, and it said this, and this the short version, in the sense of identity and community shared by the members of an educational institution. That's speakingese. But the way you said it was better than what I said it, because, but where do you guys get that from? No one's told you to do what you're doing. I mean, you didn't go out one day and wake up again. Once again, wake up with the great ideas. I'm going to be a school spirit leader. I'm going to be number two. I'm going to be number one. I won't be number one. How do you get to point? How do you get where you're at? And where did it come from? Did it come from something happening all your time playing in sports? The time at your home? The time when you're in the wound? Let me out. I want to know. Because it is deep. Because you don't have this. I mean, school spirit is so important. We're going to get deeper into it. But I want to know how it bit you and when it bit you on that.
Well, for me, a lot of my family did go to Ben Davis. They were all athletes here. I was like, and I've also been an athlete pretty much my whole life. Played different sports from like frisbee golf to like I played any sport you can think of. So just like carrying that tradition, I know that all of my family members have done something great here. And I really just found myself trying to find what could I do great here. And I knew that I had a lot of school spirit. I knew that I really loved BD because it was just something that my family talked about when I was in elementary school. They were all talking about their high school experiences and different things like that. So I've always wanted to like come to BD and just leave my mark on BD. And really, I want everybody to remember my name like they remember my previous family members who went here. So that's just something that I strive for, and that's why I put my 100% into being a Purple Rain leader, because it's more than just being a leader. It's more so like me trying to leave my mark. So that's why it's my name on it, and that's just why.
And the name is?
Timothy Johnson.
There you go.
Remember it.
Kansas.
Well, I'm involved in a lot of sports, so having those fans there, I know like how important that is. And I remember like all through, because Purple Rain really hasn't been as big as it is until this year.
Mm-hmm.
So I know like since freshman year, I've always been kind of jealous of the other student sections, like when we're going against Carmel or Brownsburg or Avon. And it's like, man, I want that. Like I want like my fans to be there for me like that. So this year when, because Timothy was the one who was like, so you're going to do it with me? And I'm like, well, yeah, I will. I mean, I have a lot of like connections. So that's really good. We both do. We're both involved in a lot of stuff. So we got a lot of people out to come and support. I think it's really fun. So yeah. I love it. I'm very grateful that I get to be a leader of it. So, yeah.
Very well, thankful. We're so glad you are the leader because, you know, folks, just do you, if you're out there in the audience and really don't know what school spirit is and you're learning something this morning from these two young people because you're talking about working together, teamwork. You need that in life. You're talking about pride, having pride in yourself and the things that you do and the things you say. Well, you need that in life. You're talking about motivation. Man, you need that in yourself and family. If you want to accomplish something, you got to be motivated in order to get it. Three sports, two sports for a long time, one to go to college. College when you knew in the eighth grade, you got to be motivated towards something. Mm-hmm. What role do our teachers play in what you guys do on Purple Rain?
I think they play a big role. They help us get our information out there. They help stay involved. We have teachers that will come to us about like stuff that we can do to encourage the students to come out.
Yeah.
We have teachers that have helped us with posters. They have their class make posters. Like, they're awesome. They've been helping out a lot and have given us a lot of recognition and support. So
yeah. And I would say I honestly feel like that we've always had BD pride here at BD. It's always been a prideful school, but we kind of like just lost it with COVID, and we just needed like a catalyst to just get it back started. Now you have the teachers getting into it. You have the parents getting into it. You have the other students getting into it. Everybody wants to be here now. Everybody wants school spirit. Everybody wants it. So I would say, like I said, it's within everybody. We're just here to bring it out.
Okay. Now I got some young folks that struggle academically and maybe even struggle with, I don't want to say their attitude, but struggle with the atmosphere and trying to get motivated to do what they need to do to make the grades. Does working with Purple Rain and being involved with school spirit help you with your grades?
I think it would. I mean, you make so many connections. There's people that, like, you make so many friends just being in the student section sometimes. So, like, that can be a connection that will, maybe they're good in a class that you need help with or any of that stuff. Or maybe, like, oh, like, in order to go to the game tonight and be with Purple Rain, I need to finish this before I get there and stuff like that. So I hope that it encourages people to get their academics up. And I think that it would help me just by being like, oh, well, I want to be able to be involved in this stuff. So let me get my work done and be there. So
like, for instance, look, with attitude.
Yeah.
And your persona, the way you feel. You got to be pumped up to be in the Purple Rain.
Oh, yeah.
you can't come out there and be like a frog on the toad.
Right.
What is a frog on the pad? What is a max? What is it called? Is a max frog on the pad? Or I don't know what's a frog doing. He ain't doing nothing. He's just sitting there. So you can't come be a frog.
No, you'll get.
Emerson said that.
You'll get booted out of the section.
You'd be hopping out. So you got to have to come with the spirit and the attitude. But can't that spirit and attitude carry over into the classroom for wanting to do great in school, wanting to do good in life? Because you got that seed, this planet, and once you plant a seed, it's got to grow.
Right.
So, so I guess I'm trying to encourage folks to join Purple Rain. But how can they do that? Can anybody join Purple Rain?
So, yeah.
I know Mrs. Ernest is involved and the sister principal, because, you know,
Yeah, so the whole student section is Purple Rain. Okay. So anybody can join, anybody who wants to sit in our section, anyone who wants to do the theme or be there or help out, they can. Me and Timothy are the leaders, but everybody is a part of the big group, so.
I got you. I know, guys, I want to make sure I hit on what's some things that's coming down in the future, but I got a test. This is school, so I got a 3-question test for you. I wish I had some old test, some test music to mess you up with, but I don't have. But it's a 3-question test, and here's the 3 questions: It's true or false. I mean, drum roll, Max. Beat on something. There you go. That's good. You got drum roll? Never mind.
I mean, I am a singer. I can go doo-doo-doo. There you
go. Go for it. Okay. School spirit can improve a student's commitment to education. True or false?
True.
True.
Why? Why do you think it can?
I'll start. Even like from just our first game, we had a lot of students that did show up. They didn't have smiles on their faces. They were just there. And me and Kansas was like, hey, come stand in the student section. You're here at the game. You have on a theme. Why not just stand in the student section with us? And they were like, I don't want to. And then we just like kept pressuring them. Come on, come on. And after, everybody just had smiles on their face. And they were like, wow, that was actually fun. And that's how we just, now they're just people that want to just keep coming back. People in the hallway are like, hey, you guys are doing great with Purple Rain. I had a lot of fun. I want to come back next week or when's the next event? Because we don't just do football.
Yeah.
We do any sport that we can. It is time consuming, but it's a great reward.
Awesome.
Just seeing other students' faces light up.
Yeah, I agree. I think when they get those positive vibes from the student section, that will carry on into school, into your school day. And when you get home and you start doing your homework or there's other stuff, having that positive, like those positive vibes really helps. So
yeah,
I think that encourages them to do great things, not only at the games, but when they get home and in the classroom.
The correct answer is true. Okay, second question. School spirit creates a positive learning environment for both students and teachers. True or false?
True.
True.
And why?
I mean, like the same thing that I've been saying, like it gives people something to look forward to. They're excited about it. It's a positive thing. It makes you happy. Like, it, I don't know, like, everybody can't wait till Fridays.
Yeah.
And so they're just excited and ready for the week.
How many kids know the teacher's name? I mean, how many kids know their teachers? I mean, how many kids want to know their teachers? Yeah. I mean, one thing, so you're involved in Purple Rain and your teacher's involved and they're helping you succeed, you're going to know that teacher.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to call on that teacher when you need something. Hey, I got an issue with this. And they're going to give you some advice. So I would definitely say that's definitely the right answer. That's true. And the third one, school spirit helps to develop and foster relationships among people. Because you hit on that. Mm-hmm. On Tebow? How is it?
Timbo.
You hit on that a minute ago by grabbing those other kids and encouraging them to join. Because you made new friends for life, or at least while you're in high school life anyway. And sometimes high school life goes on the real life. The people that you meet in high school.
Yeah, I would say that's definitely true from my answer. It also, like, I know that, like, playing sports, we always look forward to our games. And that just gives the students who don't play sports, that just gives them that same feeling like, ooh, I'm ready for this game. And so you're just like, okay, let me bring my friends. Let's all go out and have fun on that Friday night or whatever event we're at. And it really just brings us all together as one student body. So
yeah.
I would say that answer is true.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I've met so many different people, and I don't know, it's crazy. Like, some people I've never even seen before. They're in the student section. They're like, hi, kids. I'm like, hey. Like, I'm not a shy person. Like, I'm very open, and I'm not afraid to go up to somebody and say hi. So I've made a lot of connections That's doing awesome. This, which is great.
Can you imagine me at Purple Rain at a golf game?
We go.
I mean, you gotta be quiet playing golf, right, Max?
We were thinking about like trying, but they were like, hey, there's golf etiquette. And I was like, okay.
But can you just sit there and go like silently go four, you can't holler it out, so just stand and go and put your 4 fingers up. No. I'll probably get y'all in trouble. Don't listen to me. Miss Ernest, can we have Purple Rain show up at the golf game? Mr. Allen thought it'd be a great idea. That man crazy. But seriously though, I'm totally a fan of both of y'all, you know, and I see why the student body likes you. You don't meet strangers. Y'all ain't never met a stranger. Y'all ain't. Because after a while, I know ancient it is in dictionary, but after a while, that person you just met is not going to be a stranger anymore.
Right.
You know, and that's why you are the two leaders of Purple Rain. So And did you got voted in? Did you get voted? And you just took it and said, "This is mine. I'm taking it."
Well, it was kind of like a transfer of leadership.
Yeah, okay. So they handed down.
There you go.
So the first two leaders we've known, and they were like, "I think you guys would be a great leader."
They did great.
So they I guess they did pick two great leaders.
If it ain't broken, don't fix it. what's going on? Anything you want to shout out that's coming down the path? Any in the sports area, in arenas that the students should know about? Anything happening?
Come out tonight, please.
There you go.
To Ellen. Be there by 6:45.
That's
so
okay. All right.
We're there early and ready for the game.
Hawaiian.
Oh, y'all. Oh, man. Tell them, Max. You know, I just came back from Hawaii.
Hey.
Yeah, I want to go back. Oh, man. You shouldn't have said Hawaii. Now I messed up for the whole day. I'm gonna be reminiscing all the Waikiki Beach and y'all messed. But y'all fight yesterday. Now I want to go back to Hawaii.
Hey, next time you go, take me with you, please.
Man, right, take both of us.
You got to go. You got to go. But in the end, I would say being part of Purple Rain helps you while you're going to school. It helps you at your school. You join, make friendships, the bonds. And believe me, I do know the high school friends you guys make now, you know, a lot of them will stick with you throughout your life, in your college life, in your adult life, from the folks that you met in high school. And they'll know you as a leader. And all this leadership you're doing here in high school is going to help you guys in college and in your business world. And then when you get to be rich, I want a small loan. Remember, brother, I'll be 99,000 years old. But but no, your parents should be proud of you, both of you. I know I am. I've read, like, I just followed you on the internet a little bit. I'm looking forward to the sports.
Thank you.
The volleyball. All of it. Y'all got the basketball. You guys just keep doing what you're doing. You got 1 minute left. Any shout outs you want to give out to any of the leaders in the school, any leaders that you've seen out there in Purple Rain, or just encourage folks to be at Purple Rain? Yours for the minute. Go for it.
I just want to thank all of the students and all of the teachers who have, like, really helped make this possible, because, yes, we are the catalysts of this movement, or Purple Rain movement, whatever you want to call it, but with BD on our back and, like, just, like, really pushing us to keep going and not just, like, settle for what they think BD is going to be, that really just helps me keep going.
So, yeah. Shout out to them. Thank you guys so much for coming out and support and making the student section what it is. Because without you guys, I mean, it would just be me and Tim. So it's definitely the thing.
Y'all be loud, too.
Yeah. We'll be out there cheering, trust me.
Right. Shout out Miss Ernest and Miss Bouguet. They have been a big part of it and have really been helping out. And Olivia White. She's been helping out a lot. She helps us with our posters and stuff. So thank you to those people and everyone else who comes out and supports. So.
And tonight, be out what time?
Be there at 6:45. Kickoff is at 7 at Ellen.
And just they know where to come when they get inside the stadium. You better know where to come to get inside the stadium.
Just find the dude with the orange hair.
well, Kansas and Timbone. Timbo. I'm going to get it right. Timbo?
Yeah, my grandfather gave me the name.
Timbo.
Tiki Tiki Timbo.
Tiki Tiki Timbo.
Some more Hawaiian vibes, you know.
Boy, there you go again. You're going to have me crying up in there because I want to go back so bad. Oh, man. We can do a show on Hawaii, Max. We can do a show on that. And then everybody goes, and I'm gonna call the Hawaii Tourism Organization, and I want my cut. So I'll turn into a tourist agent. But you guys, hey, have a good weekend.
You too.
Have a good game tonight. Go Purple Rain. Go Ben Davis Giants. Get y'all back to class. Let's get out of here. To the parents and to the teachers. Our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be investors in themselves and others. What you give out, what you're going to give them back. And students, remember, your future is in the hands of the one you hang with. It's okay to be a copycat. Copy the guy, copy the girl wearing the mask. That's who you got to copy. You got to wear his mask. I don't like him. A young man, be a man. Pull up your pants. I can't stand sagging. It gives me a conniption. Kansas, do you like boys sagging their pants?
No.
Does it look good?
No.
T-Ball, does it look good? I mean,
no.
Sagging, it's not even a fashion statement anymore.
It's not cute.
It ain't cute.
You see, I don't do it.
Yeah. The leaders don't do it. So don't you do it. The Views Expressed on School Talk. Necessary to MSU. I'll say it right. The Views Expressed on School Talk. Necessary to Views of MSU of Wayne Township, Bennett High School, Giant 90.9. The Views of me and my guests. I'll see you next week on School Talk. I hate saying it slow. But I'll see you next week on School Talk. Go BD!